You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. It's Thursday. It's August 7th, and it is the eve of the beginning of the Beijing Olympics. Tomorrow, August 8th at 8 p.m. China time, the games will begin. And we've been wondering, who are the athletes to watch? And we're asking you, who will you be watching? And Lloyd from Charlotte, North Carolina, told us on our website he's going to be watching the 100-meter race. I like watching it every year. I think he means every four years. Not the Olympics, though.
Well, you can see the world championships, not the Olympics, right. That's for sure.
So he's going to be watching that. And what about you? Let us know what you're looking out for on the Olympics. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Ollie Williams?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, sir. And you know what to watch for, don't you, when the games begin?
Absolutely. I can't believe the games are beginning tomorrow. It feels as though I've been working on the Olympics for years and years, which, of course, I have. And it's brilliant that it's actually going to be kicking off properly tomorrow.
What's the air like?
What's the air like? Yeah. In Beijing? Well, I'm not actually in Beijing, I can tell you the air in London is lovely. The air in Beijing.
All right. That's because you're in London, not in Beijing. There we go.
Ollie Williams is a BBC sports reporter, and you've been compiling your list, right, Ollie, from the blog that you've been writing on the BBC's website, an Olympic blog.
Yeah, that's right. We've got an Olympic blog, more than 30 authors, journalists, some of whom are in Beijing. They're luckier than me. Hundreds of thousands reading this blog, hundreds of comments. And last month, we decided we wanted to pick a selection of top international athletes to profile. But of course, it's a bit boring if just the journalists sit around the table and decide the same odd athletes. So yeah, we asked people to come up with a list. And then from everyone else's thoughts, we came up with our own list of 10.
Okay, so give us a few names.
Okay, well, to start with, you can either have the pole vault star with her own collection of dolphins or the long-distance swimmer with only one leg. Which would you rather have?
The dolphins.
We'll go with the dolphins. Okay, Yelena Isinbayeva. She's a pole vault star. She's 26, from Russia. Completely dominant in the pole vault. She's set more than 20 world records in her career, almost always breaking her own previous record. Her latest world record is a jump of 5 metres 4 centimetres at the end of July. So she's in great form for the Olympics.
Ollie, I'll take one-legged swimmers for 20, okay?
Okay, one-legged swimmers. Just to say, Yelena Isinbayeva has her own collection of dolphins. She owns them. I don't know how. We're trying to find that one out, but apparently she has her own dolphins. One-legged swimmer is Natalie Du Toit, 24, from South Africa. Lost a leg in a motorbike accident 7 years ago. She won 5 Paralympic gold medals in 2004, but this time she's in the Paralympics and in the Olympics as well, despite having only one leg. And she's a medal prospect in the 10-kilometer endurance swim, despite the fact she's only got one leg.
Wow, that's pretty...
Go, Natalie.
That's pretty impressive. Who else do you have on your list?
Okay, who else makes the list? I think you probably know this one. Michael Phelps, the swimmer. I'm sure every American knows this man's name. 23, from Baltimore. Won no fewer than 8 medals at the Athens Olympics. Won 7 golds at last year's World Championships. He's got world records coming out of his ears. He looks unstoppable. The big question is whether this guy's going to break Mark Spitz's record, which is 7 gold medals at one Olympics. He won that at Munich in 1972. If anyone's going to break that record, it'll be Phelps. It's going to be this year, and it'll be on US primetime television because they've swapped the swimming finals to the morning in China, so it'll be on primetime US television, so you'll be able to see it live.
It feels like he should be older than 23 because he's been such a superstar for
so
long.
He won his first Olympic medal aged 15.
Oh, wow. So this is 8 years later. He's got enough. Okay, next. Give us your next
one. Okay, well, speaking of 15-year-olds, how about a 14-year-old? This is a British kid called Tom Daley. He's a diving star. He's 14. He's from Devon, which is in the southwest corner of Britain. And he's 14 years old. He's going to an Olympic Games. What were you doing when you were 14, Adora?
I was at the Olympics.
You were at the Olympics,
you're
John.
You're bringing me back, Ollie.
I was a high dive.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, I'm sure you were. Well, I'll tell you what, Tom Daley would have beaten you, I hate to tell you. He's the most media-friendly 14-year-old in the world. He wants to be a TV presenter once he retires, which is obviously a long, long way away. Probably not a realistic medal prospect, but so many divers make it to the Olympics at such a young age, and he's the one who's done it this time around. There's so many others. There's a Czech decathlete called Roman Sebrili, who is the real man of the year in the Czech Republic, winning ahead of a Czech pop singer and the country's president. Usain Bolt, the 100-meter, 200-meter sprinter, is in there. Obviously, he's a huge name, alongside the likes of Tyson Gay, Asafa Powell. If you're watching the 100 meters, I know someone said they were a moment ago.
Yes.
That's the name you're going to be looking out for, Usain
Bolt. What about Chinese athletes? Obviously, that's a point of much pride, given the fact that we're talking about the Beijing Olympics. Any contenders there?
Yeah, we talk about the 100 meters as though that's the showpiece event. The Chinese aren't going to be doing that. They're going to care about the 110-meter hurdles, because Liu Zhang, who's 25 from China, is their big medal prospect, and he is the biggest athlete in China, in the world, as far as they're concerned. 110-meter hurdles is where it's at. He's going to feel as though the whole world is resting on his shoulders. He's got to go up against a Cuban called Darren Robles, and that's incredibly tough to call, because there's only 1/100th of a second between their two best times.
Oh, my, 1/100th of a second. Ollie Williams, we're going to be watching for that. Thank goodness they have photo finishes, otherwise we might not be able to see it. Thank you so much, Ollie Williams.
No problem.
Liu Zhang is 110 meters tall. He must be the hugest athlete in the world.
Ollie Williams reports for the BBC. He's a sports reporter there, and he's working on their blog, their Olympic blog.
Love
on
Ollie.
The BBC's website. Thanks so much. And now we're moving on to Femi Oke, who's got some headlines for us.
Hello there. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.